Sounds like we're back on the air. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network. And Ken, go ahead with what you were talking about there right before the commercial.
Well, we're talking about, I think, so that people who's turned in may think we're just preaching today, but we need to realize that all the things you described, that downward spiral of sin, if you will, is a sign in and of itself. And we need to know what that sign says. Those signs, as you alluded to, those signs, just like Jesus said, like birth pangs, they get more intense, they get more frequent as the time of the birth, in that case, takes place. You may notice it's the same thing with sometimes with death pangs, you know, the pain may increase just before you expire, and I think we need to look at that too. So I was just mentioning the fact that people think they're free. You know, we are delivered to do all of these things. Again, this is nothing new under the sun. This is something that happened in the people of Israel, and we point to them not because we're anti-Israel, but because the Bible reports these things. That's our focal point. And the people would say, well, we're delivered to do these things. And that shows us this downward spiral where there's really no shame left in this country, just looking at all the things you've taken a look at. So I'm thinking about the fact that people think they're free to do this and they're deceived. And that's what we want to do, is to have people wake up and recognize the signs. And I was just using the illustration when Jesus was addressing a crowd of people, perhaps around the temple somewhere else, and he said, you know, you shall know the truth, the truth shall make you free. And they all said, well, we were born Americans, or we were born Hebrews, or we were born something else, and we've always been free. And yet standing just a few yards away was a Roman guard. They were in bondage to the captivity almost all of the time of the nation of Israel was in bondage to some slavery system or another. And we're no different here. We are slaves to our sin. Now, sin is, again, a term that nobody likes to hear. Sin is a term used from archery, which means to fall short of the mark. So if you had a bow and you shot an arrow and it didn't quite make it to the target and it fell short, that was called sin or a miss. And the point with that is you miss the high calling of God. You don't live up to his standards. And the truth is nobody can without his empowerment. That's why you have to be born again of the Spirit. But if you look back at where we were, we see that we've gone away from personal responsibility, which is the key to sin. You know, God does bring judgment upon nations, but nations are families or collections of people. He doesn't look with geographic. He's not interested in geographical political boundaries that humans have drawn. He's looking to groups of people. And always it comes down to individual things. We are no stronger than our foundation. If our families are weak, the nation's going to be weak. And that's what's happening in this country. We're so much in bondage to sin, so much into our personal things. You know, we do the same things that we saw in the Bible. We saw how God's response was. These are historical facts. We look at Nebuchadnezzar, who, you know, they offer their children to idols. They worship other idols, and they were eventually destroyed. And God told Nebuchadnezzar what would be the end of his kingdom and what would be the next few kingdoms, and they came to pass exactly as he had said, and his story bears that out. But we look around now, and you tell this to people, and they say, well, you know, we don't offer stuff to idols. We're just looking at some adult entertainment every now and then. You know, I live with my girlfriend, but that's not really sin. You know, we're not like those ancient Hebrews, right? No, that's not true. We offer our children, we burn our children in the fire, offer them to idols. That's what abortion is. Abortion uses chemicals to burn your children.
Amen. Ken, the music's coming again, and we'll be right back with Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back. God bless.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Well, welcome back to Signs of the Times. It's exciting to be here. We've got some callers on the line. And like I say, we've had a little bit of technical problems, but you know what? All a valley is a mountain turned upside down. So I praise God for even the difficulties and the ability to be able to reach out to you folks. Ken, we've got John from Tennessee on the line. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Carl. Good morning,
well,
Ken.
Well, praise God. We're having an exciting time this morning. We're talking about a nation that forgot God, but also we're talking about our veterans and honoring our veterans. So go ahead.
Well, I'd like to. I am a veteran. I didn't do much, but I would like to thank all those that did.
Praise God.
So much more than I did. Listen, Carl, what prompted my call? You mentioned abortion, and I agree. Yeah, you know, it's something that people need to understand. I believe the origins of abortion, and excuse me, I'm a little bit winded. I was running back to the phone. If you look back in America's early history at the turn of the last century, in the 20s and 30s, it's a little-known secret that a lot of people aren't aware of, and that's the American eugenics movement. They were Darwin followers, and Francis Galton was a cousin to Darwin. And he looked and he said, well, you know, if farmers can breed out unfavorable characteristics in their cattle and livestock, then we ought to be able to do that with people. So they formed in Cold Springs Harbor, New York, the American Eugenics Movement for the fitter family. They were going to breed out criminals and breed out mentally infirm and breed out all the rest of this nonsense. So they started a forced sterilization movement in America, where people that may have been mentally retarded or crippled or deaf or blind or whatever the infirmity was that they didn't think was acceptable, actually took men and women and forcibly sterilized them. Now, that didn't go over too well once America started waking up to it. These narcissists and these elitists and these basically Nazis were found out, and they didn't like it. America didn't like it. So they put a different face on it, Carl. It was no longer, you don't have a right to procreate. It is, you have a right not to procreate.
Yeah.
It's your right. We're going to call it abortion. We're going to say you have a right to kill your children. And they put a face on it of helping people, Carl, instead of killing the unborn. And people don't realize what America's past was. And they're looking at it now as Margaret Sanger, who was basically a Nazi, the founder of Planned Parenthood, is actually looked up to by the people in Planned Parenthood. And we're doing something now, painting a pretty picture on the face of evil in the eyes of people that may not, for whatever reason, they don't want to keep their children. And we're saying, it's okay for you to kill them. You have the right. And then we basically look at what Hitler did. And Hitler, Carl, got his direction from a guy named Llewellyn, a Dr. Llewellyn and a Dr. Donovan, that were running the Cold Springs Harbor experiments in New York. He wrote Dr. Donovan and asked him, what would you do? Dr. Donovan told him, ideally, we would be better off to eradicate and eliminate these people, but Americans would never tolerate it. Hitler was in a position where they couldn't stop him, so he did it to the nth degree.
Isn't that amazing, brother, how the fingers reach back into so many areas? And yes, I was aware of the eugenics movement, and you put a different face on it, but we still see it today. I think a lot of the so-called healthcare things, the selective getting rid of people and this type of thing, and they're discovering now that these kids, instead of disciplining the kid, working with a kid, if the teacher can't cope with that, they put them on Ritalin, and now they're looking at the side effects of Ritalin, which they knew the side effects. And we've got a lot of kids that are handicapped because of Ritalin. So,
the kicker to this, Carl, is Dr. Donovan, who was all against, he was for breeding out people that were deaf, dumb, blind,
yeah.
Mute, or what have you. Come to find out, he had lived his entire life in a lie, because not only was his daughter an epileptic, he also was an epileptic. So if he were to truly follow his own guidelines for the Cold Spring Harbor experiments, he would have had to eliminate his daughter. But he didn't.
John, I appreciate this. And as always, you got a lot of insight and some good things. And
Thank you.
I appreciate
that. I'll be on
hold and listen. I just appreciate you. We've had a little technical problems this morning, and we've got some calls backed up. So why don't you hang on, and we'll get back to Ken in California. But also we want to bring Mike on, and I believe Mike is from Kentucky. And Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay today. I think you were talking about the flag and Pledge of Allegiance and stuff like that last hour. And
yes.
I believe that's where I found it was on, most recently, was on Republic Broadcasting's homepage. Down at the bottom, they have a listing of media links to different videos and stuff. And there's a link at the bottom called the Pledge of Allegiance Like You've Never Heard It, or the Star Spangled Banner Like You've Never Heard It Before. And there's some, moving music, and the narrator tells the story of Fort McHenry, and how that basically they refused to let that flag fall and that was what the conditions the British wanted, you know, so they would not bomb them or with cannonball if they would just simply drop the flag. And when they found, you know, by the next day, they found that the reason why that the flag was still standing there was because the various people that went to put it back up had died, and a lot of their bodies were propping the flag pole itself was being held up by people's bodies. That's how strongly they felt about not letting that flag fall.
That's good, brother. I'll go to and take a look at that. And, you know, I think about Mount Suribachi. I think about Iwo Jima, the flag and the sacrifice and following the lives of the men who raised that flag. And but Iwo Jima, man, 36 hours of literal hell in that situation. But yeah, we are honoring our veterans today. I'm a veteran and of three different conflicts, and 10 years and 4 months in the military. And so I was shot down, and I don't need to go into all of that, but that was one of those things in a war that was not supposedly we weren't in. But
yeah, it was a police action, I think they called it.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know, they tried to sell us on the idea that there would be no more war because of the United Nations. I believe even before the end of World War II and the death of FDR, they started calling the Allies, they started calling them the United Nations. And that was before the United Nations Charter had even been drafted. It was in the works. And that was one of FDR's four freedoms, was it not, through the Great Depression, freedom from want, freedom from fear, and that got converted into freedom from war. And so after World War II, we've never declared war constitutionally. And they claim there's an act that was passed in the 70s that allow them to just to have resolutions for use of force. But, you know, the Constitution's never been changed through amendment or anything, and Congress is supposed to declare war. Right. So we have all these things, police actions or resolutions of force.
It's amazing, the one we're in right now. And, boy, I tell you, I feel for our men. I feel for our soldiers over there. And I'm going to stand behind them. I fear my government. I fear my the leadership of this nation, but I will stand with my fellow comrades, my fellow soldiers in battle. Well, Mike, we're going to hang on the line. We'll get some more comments. I want to jump over to Kim. I want to try to cover these calls, and then we'll have Ken come back on, and we'll discuss some of these things. You guys are coming up with some great things. Kim, are you on the line? We've got
Tim?
Hello?
From Idaho.
There he is.
Okay. Oh, you're Ken.
Carl, good morning.
Oh, hey, we got Tim, praise God. That's good, brother. Ken, why don't you grab it for a minute and see what Tim's got up his sleeve out in Spokane. Praise God. It's good to have you on, brother.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, okay. I was just wanted to comment on what was said about, you know, sin is not being called sin. They have a label for everything that kind of makes you not accountable for your sin. And another thing that Jesus that really is being portrayed to people. I know people that they know about Jesus, but I don't think they've really had a revelation of who he is and what he's done for them.
Tim, hold that thought right there, and we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be back in just a little bit here with Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless.
Hi. Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I'd like to welcome you back once again to Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting. And we just were talking to Tim from Spokane. And, Tim, try to pick up from where you were at and continue on with that. And we'll get to Robert in a little bit. And we still got John and Mike, and we still got Ken on also. So, Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, Carl, I was just, the world, you know, they have a label for everything. As you stated this morning, you know, the drug addicts, that's a condition. Alcoholics, that's it's genetically passed down from the generations. They don't call sin sin. And I have met a number of people, professing Christians, and I've just been thinking that, you know, they really need a revelation of what Jesus did for them. As it says in Luke, it says that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And then he opened up their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures or understand the things that were written of him in the law and, you know, the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, all of what Jesus promised and fulfilled and did for us. And I know that a revelation like that really changed my life when I found out what he really did for me.
another Jesus is being preached in a lot of places, and a lot of, sin is, it's okay. They got a new label for sin, and they don't call it what it is. But when you meet the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords yourself, he's the one that shows you your sin. And that's when you get free and you have that real true relationship with him. And that's what I'm praying for, that this would happen in our nation, that we would have a wake-up call to really wake up and receive a revelation of what our Lord has done for us.
You know, it's amazing, Tim. We're just a bunch of evangelicals and non-evangelicals getting together in Washington to pray for rain for Georgia and Tennessee and this type of thing. But it's a pray for the drought. You know, I thought about all the things. Yes, we need to pray for those for rain. We need to pray for God's favor. We need to pray for those things. But the condition of the nation right now and what's going on and the priority on the prayer list, I think ought to be just a little bit different than what that is. And so we want to meet our immediate needs with some water and with rain. But we're a nation that is deep in sin from one end to the other. By the way, I want to mention this, and then we'll go to Robert, then back to Ken. Six major ministries right now are under investigation. And from what I could find in my research on that, and I won't name those ministries, they're prominent ministries, but they're going to take six at a time and concentrate on them. So six, you know, whatever they do, but they are now after major ministries and looking at their finances and what they're doing and this type of thing. So watch out, it's coming. And these ministries have no they're going to have to stand on what they've done, and they've had protection for a long time, but now the IRS is going after them. So ministries. The other thing was we talked about the identification and this type of thing, and a lot that's going on in as far as surveillance, and I don't need to elaborate that on that much more, but signs is what I'm talking about, signs that are happening. And so what can be shaken will be shaken. We were seeing these things happen right now, and like I say, prominent ministries that are coming into province. So hang on, folks. These things are there. With the advent of data mining and getting in to your websites and then getting into your computers, they know a lot about you. So if you've got something to hide, you're not going to be able to hide it from them. Robert from Utah, how you doing? Have we still got Robert on, or did he drop off?
He probably dropped off because he drives this time of the day through the mountains.
Okay, well, Ken, why don't you just cut loose for a little bit, and let's just see what Tim brought up some great things, and we still got the others on the line. Let's just enter into a discussion here and see what we can bring out of all this. I always drift back towards technology and the things that are going on in technology. But, I know what I wanted to mention. The North Carolina has, on their new driver's license, which is conforming to the National ID Act, they have the emblem of the NAFTA regions, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And now Arizona has, on their new driver's license, is going to be compatible with the National ID Act. So we'll come back right after the commercial and talk about that just a little bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'd like to welcome you back. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and let's just kind of pick up where we left off there. Ken?
Yeah, you were talking about a couple of examples, the IRS and the ID Act.
Yes.
And I just want to remind people that this is a sign itself. The Real ID Act tells us how far down into that web of deception, how far into control by mammon, the system of the world, we're falling. And if we don't look at these signs, we're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into this until it's too late to get out. We're like the frog in the pan and the heat's been turned up. The IRS is another interesting example. The IRS is certainly a tool of the enemy. I think it's the enemy of everybody in the world. But it is a tool for two things. It is a tool for mammon, that is the world system. And God says you can't serve God and mammon. You have to make a choice. The purpose of the mammon tool, the IRS, is to silence all of the people who would say anything amiss as to what their plans are, and eventually to destroy, for example, those ministries so they no longer have a platform from which to say anything about the truth to the extent they do, and also they can't have anything where they're dissenters. From God's point of view, that same tool is being used to expose these ministries and the people in them to show them their sins so that they can repent and be saved. See, so the same tool is being used, but the tool is being used for different purposes altogether. And it really comes back to we're all deceived. If we were not deceived, we would not fall for this, the idea of silencing dissent and destroying our right to speak out. And if we weren't deceived, we'd see that God was speaking to us through this. And we're deceived because we don't call sin sin. Sin is not sin anymore. It's the same thing as one of our illustrious leaders basically said, well, what is? Is not is anymore. And I think the great deception, just to go back briefly to some of the things we're into right now, we look, if you can get people to listen to all that, you give them the examples from history, and you say, look, God destroyed this particular nation because, among other things, the signs you saw at the end, he destroyed it because they wouldn't turn back to him, but you look at the signs, you saw abortion. Well, no, you didn't really. You saw people heating up metal idols till they're red hot, and they put the babies on the arms of the idol, and they fry them to death. And people go, oh, that's terrible. I would never do anything like that. How many abortions have you had? That's exactly what they do. They fry them in chemicals in your womb. You're offering up on the idol of mammon, that is, so that you don't have to, so you can go to work and earn more money, you can have two wage earners. All these are deceptions. They're idols. Same thing's true. We see people say, well, I don't worship idols. I'm a Christian. But they're wearing occult jewelry. They're driving in cars that they don't own on highways that are not paid for yet. And they have a dream catcher hanging from the window or the mirror of the car. Or they've got crystals hanging there. These are all idols. And they say, I am delivered to do these things. I am not deceived. I'm a Christian. And the world is not fooled. Mammon understands this, but the Christians are deceived. They don't think that sin is sin anymore. And unless we get turned around here, what God's trying to show us through all these things, and the signs are so many in every area of our life, God is pleading with us, wake up, pay attention, and turn back to me, because the only hope we have in this country is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. If we don't turn to him, we have nothing left to stand on. And quite frankly, as you said, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And the reason for that is that whatever we stand upon has to be shaken so that we don't trust in it, because our only hope is not in those things. They will come to an end. This world will not last forever. In fact, one sign that you don't hear much about at all is that, you know, Jesus told us there'd be signs of the end in the heavens. Even Joel goes to say there are signs in the heavens and earth, certain signs. We've got that comet out past Mars that for some reason looked like it came to a stop and exploded. And now it's gotten to the point where it is three times the size of the sun. I mean, that's a huge sign. But have you read much about it?
No, you haven't. You know, it's amazing how we... Hey, there was another thing that I thought about, Ken, as you were talking, in the receding ice up in the North Pole area, up in Alaska, they have found tree stumps now. Isn't that amazing? Because surely that must be a mistake. But at one time, there were trees growing there.
Amen.
What does that
tell? Hey, Carl, I got to tell people this, for people listening. You know, just so we can put some idea in this global warming stuff, it's such an important thing.
Go ahead.
They're telling us that if the ice melts, you know, all of the seaports are going to flood, right?
Right.
That's what they tell us. Now, if that's false, then it's likely the rest of the stuff telling us false, too. So I'm going to tell everybody listening, here's an experiment. Get a glass of ice water. Okay, so it's right to the brim, and it's got ice and water. So if that theory is true, when that ice melts, it should overflow the glass, right? But it doesn't, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Because ice is an expanded form of water, which means when it melts back and loses energy, it's going to go back to its original state. It will not overflow. So they can melt every ice cap in the world, and it will not flood seaports. That's an absolute lie. So do you suppose the rest of it's true?
Thank you, that's great.
We need to do a whole program on the
fallacies of global warming and this type of thing, and maybe we'll do that here in the next little bit. But that you're right. You know, it's amazing, the whole thing. Did you ever wonder about Greenland, why it was called Greenland? Did you know that there was a time when they grew crops there that were, you know, and now it's covered with ice? Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
Wonder why they called a big ice thing Greenland. Oh, well. It's amazing. By the way, at that time when they were actually landing ships and growing crops on Greenland, the temperature was 9 degrees hotter than it is right now. we've had a 1 degree increase, and everybody's hollering about global warming. But that at that time, it was 9 degrees hotter. And I've been doing some research back on the Ries Maya maps and a bunch of stuff, and it's amazing, a whole thing on looking at the history of this cycle of warming and cooling and warming and cooling. And if we don't get a hold of this, you talk about leadership by ignorance. Boy, we've got all these environmentalists, and their global warming scare is going to be just like the Y2K scare, except there was an ending in the Y2K scare. You knew that, and I was telling people back as early as 86, 87, that there wasn't any such thing as a problem when Y2K, when the year 2000 came. But it's funny how people, nobody would listen. We had done a task force in 86 and knew exactly what needed to be done to get around the problem. And it's a very simple thing a programmer knows, indirect addressing. And all we had to do was get around the problem. And, it was easy. They perpetrated a scare, and for their purposes, and that's exactly what they're doing now, this whole thing with the global warming. So it was kind of amazing. We've got Tim and I think they're still on, and John and is Mike still there? Yeah, well, maybe we've lost them off. Go ahead, Ken. And there's so many of these things, the technology, the things in technology, and this type of thing. But these are all signs of the same thing. They aren't separate, but they're signs of the what's going on. Go ahead, brother.
Well, Carl, in this country, we used to pride ourselves on individualism. Rugged individualism was the watchword, and people were responsible for their own actions, and that's what made this country strong, that root foundation of the individual and the family. And we have now come to the place where we're believing in the government. We turned our trust from our own endeavors, our own work, and realized that if each person does their part, the collective whole would be strong. And now we're trusting and believing our leaders. And it's as if we check our brains at the door. And when I see what happens in so-called mega churches and that in the United States, the only thing I can say is that people must have checked their brain at the door before they went in. There must be a place where you hang up your hat and you hang up your brain, because you couldn't possibly be thinking, remembering anything about what God has said, and believe the stuff that goes on in those places. And it's the same thing in our own individual lives, in our economic thing. We have come to believe our leaders, and we don't even see, the American Indians, well, I shouldn't call them that, although I am one, the Native Americans used to say they speak with the forked tongue, and they speak out of two sides of their mouth, and that's exactly what's going on, and we need to realize that. I want to just share one quick thing about that I think is should make people rise up in arms, and I think that's going to happen in this country anyway, when the stuff hits the fan probably early next year, and all of the money is worthless. But you remember who Alan Greenspan was? He was the illustrious leader of the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve. Amen. It's nothing more than a mouthpiece for the globalist elites who own the banks and so forth. Here's what he said. This was in 1966. Now, you have to go back in history. Like you said, in Greenland, you find out that it used to be green. Well, we heard all the stuff he had to say about, money and monetary policies and controlling inflation and raising the rates and lowering the rates, blah, blah, blah. But here's what he really said back in 1966 in the Congressional Record. In answer to a question, he said this: in the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. Now, why would he say that? This is the important part. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is what this is all about. This all the shuck and jive and smoke and mirrors about economy is to make sure that individuals cannot protect themselves and will have to lean on the state, or at least they think they will. And that's what all of these things, almost all the signs, at least on the level of mammon, are coming to, is that they want to be able to control your entire life. I do not want to live with my life being entirely controlled by these people who want to do eugenics and to screen us out and to have us kill our babies and do all kinds of other things. And quite frankly, the war we have to remember is that if you understand who's behind all of these things, there are only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, and there's the kingdom of mammon, the world, the Antichrist, the cultic, whatever you want to call it. There's only two places. And this is a war between these two things. And it's really a war on one side, because the only one who's really fighting anything is the Antichrist, or the occult system, and so forth. What they want to do is control everyone and take away all remnant or all thoughts about there being a God at all. And the problem with all of that is that...
Okay,
good. We have a caller, Carl.
All right. Ken, how you doing? This is we got another Ken on, this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanderson. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing fine, Carl. I was enjoying the conversation.
Well,
Ken is a very informed guy. I was really impressed.
He's a great guy.
Listening to you. As you know, I was a computer programmer analyst back in the 70s and 80s. And I also knew that, just from my experience as a computer programmer, that the Y2K thing was an absolute farce. And I just couldn't believe all of the nonsense going on. As you have pointed out in other shows, other undercurrents were going on at the time. There's a reason why the false scare went on, but nonetheless, it was just befuddling to me how all of the news media, every place you turn, they were all telling what terrible things were going to happen, and people spent fortunes and did all kinds of foolish things getting ready for that. And yet, when we try to tell people about the warming trend, you know, and all that, another big scare coming on. But nobody seems to be paying attention to what's happening with the economy. As you know, that's one of my major subjects. Is
yes,
the prophecy, the prediction, the clear-cut cut message that a depression is coming. And as I always say, for anything, are we being prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually, but especially spiritually, so that if we aren't prepared spiritually, the physical and mental preparation will amount to anything. And so I keep trying to wake up the church. This is a listen, church. Our brethren in much of the world are going under terrible recession, terrible depression, terrible persecution for their faith right now. And it can happen in America, and I predict, and David Wilkerson and a lot of other prominent voices are predicting, a lot of economists are predicting that a...
You know, Ken, it's good that you bring that up, because it's worse than we think. Hey, do you know the difference between a recession and a depression?
I always get confused in that, but one
is
the
when you still have
and the other one, prices go down.
Yeah, a recession is when you still have your job and everybody else has lost theirs, and a depression is when you lose your job also.
Oh,
I just thought I'd simplify that and throw it in. But that's really the difference between the two. You look at the stock market, and you look at the stock market over the last two weeks, and if we're using that as an indicator, although I believe it's artificially goes up and down, but China's rattling its saber, and they want to dump $1.33 trillion in U.S. dollars on the market. If they do, and Saudi Arabia the same way. If you look at all the countries that are holding U.S. currency that are scared now because they've lost 40% of their currency in the last 2 years, it's not a good investment. It's not, we're seeing some things happen. I always said clear back in the early 90s that the only way that they were going to bring this nation down was defeat it economically. Break the back of the economy of the United States, and you will have the people in your hands.
That's right.
And so I still believe
Chuck
that.
Chuck Missler, just this last week on American Family Radio, they were interviewing Chuck Missler, and I was amazed that he was so boldly saying, just very outrightly, he says, yes, a depression is actually in design. It isn't intended. It is purposeful, and it therefore will come. My insight into it, and David Wilkerson's too. By the way, I beat David Wilkerson by well over 10, almost 20 years. And the Lord told me back in 74, David Wilkerson wrote his books in 99. But at any rate...
Well, we've got the music coming, and we will have one more wrap-up segment after the commercial. And this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests. And we sure got a bunch of good guests this morning. And Ken, be ready, because in that last segment, we really want to get down to business for the Lord and talk to people about their souls. This is Signs of the Times.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in our final segment, kind of our wrap-up. We do have a caller, Joe, from North Carolina. And, Joe, just take a minute here. And, boy, it's good to hear that you're on with us. God bless.
Hey, Brother Carl, good to talk with you guys this morning.
And thanks to you and Ken both for your military service, and God bless you for that.
Well, we thank you for your military service, which was a great time that you served our country. So,
amen, brother. Hey, two quick things. I know it's near the end of the show. One thing, you were talking about global warming a while ago and the glaciers melting and everything. You know, if you calculate it, I don't know, in the last 50 years or so, the population of Earth has gone up, what, 2 or 3 billion?
Right.
For every billion people, it takes about 18 billion gallons of water, because the body's mostly made up of water. So, you know, God's got to get that water somewhere. So maybe he's the one creating the heat, you reckon?
Yeah, that's good, brother.
But listen, the real thing I wanted to talk about, I mean, you know, for the individual, the only hope is Jesus Christ. There's no question about it.
Oh, thank you.
There's no other way. But for our nation, God gave us a principle over in 2 Chronicles. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know,
wicked
people are going to be here till God comes back, you know.
Yeah.
But it's God's people that's got to get right and turn from our wicked ways if there's any hope for America.
Amen. Well, Ken, my co-host, I want you to wrap up here. Joe, stay on the line, and we're going to just pray together. But go ahead, Ken, and just kind of wrap this program up for us, would you?
Well, as always, I want to leave people with an understanding that there's something they can do about it. You know, it's one thing to point out problems, another to give solutions. And there's two people we need to address. One is those who truly believe in Jesus Christ and those who don't. And those who don't, there's something you can do politically. You can stop voting for the lesser of evils. You might think, well, you know, one vote, what difference does it make? Well, in 1776, one vote gave America the English language instead of German. In 1850, one vote allowed California to be admitted to the Union. In 1923, one vote gave Adolf Hitler leadership of the Nazi Party. So one vote makes a difference. You make a difference. Stop voting for the lesser of evils. Use your head. Search out people. Find someone who believes the same thing you do and vote for them. Don't fall for this false, you know, preliminary or, you know, the vote issues. Go out and find what you should do and exercise your rights. For those who do believe in Jesus Christ, it's up to us to intercede, as Joe just said, you know, it's his people he's talking to. We're the ones who should recognize these signs and wake up, and we're the ones who need to cry out to him, because just even Nineveh, which was a complete pagan nation, one prophet, just one prophet went to them, told them they're going to be destroyed. They turned to God, and God spared them for, I think, 150 years. If you really care for this nation and you care for the people in it, don't want to see this depression destroy us, among other things, there's something you can do, and that something is to turn back to God and repent of your own evil ways and let him do what he wants to do. Amen?
Ken, would you lead us in prayer right now for the lost?
Sure. And, Father, we praise you and thank you for who you are.
Program.
Yes, Father, we praise you, Lord. You're so good to us. Lord, you know the people out there. We pray you open up their eyes and draw them to Jesus and save them one by one in the precious name of Jesus.
I want to thank all my guests. And thank you, Ken, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting Network, a warning from the Watchman. God bless.